that's the placebo type, mm-hmm. which doesn't happen on plants. There is no placebo effect. So it has to be helping. I mean, if it doesn't help, I wouldn't keep doing it. But just like the olive oil, if it doesn't help, you wouldn't keep doing it. So at any rate, the compost tea is our stuff, our little tea bags, are the best. And this guy developed them in California, and I met him this last fall. And we're going to be brewing his stuff. There's no manures in it, you know. So and that's kind of
stink.
No, it won't stink at all. Not at all. It's all aerobic bacteria and stuff. Microbes don't stink. And a lot of it's earthworm castings, and there's a lot of other stuff in it. But anyway, it's going to have billions of living organisms in it. You can, there's so many alive in there. You can actually spray it with a hose and sprayer with our water. And there's so many of them. Most of them are going to live. You know, if you have a billion and half of them die,
you still got a lot.
You got 500 million left.
That's a lot.
That is. So it's kind of cool. And that's going to be one of those things like the olive oil. You're going to have to try it, and it'll be word of mouth. And if it works, people are going to keep doing it. And if it doesn't work, they're not going to do it. So I'm happy with that because I believe it's going to work. So that will help stress plants, whether it's flowers in the pots or your grass, I mean, everything in between, whether it's spraying on the foliage of trees, and it's going to reduce insect problems too, not only fungus diseases, because even insects don't prefer
healthy.
Isn't
that the same little sprayer that I use for the olive oil? Do I use that same sprayer?
Yeah, same thing.
Okay, and is it cost effective?
I don't know whether it's going to be somewhere between free and not much.
That's pretty cost effective.
I haven't decided yet.
That's pretty cost effective. When's it going to be available? How does that available? That was easy for me to say, wasn't it?
One of these days, Scott. I think mid-March is when I'm going to start. And it kind of depends on the weather. Anyway, so pretty soon.
Aren't you glad he isn't Santa Claus? How many toys are we going to get? Oh, none to some? Thank goodness. Okay, well, we're going to... You talk about anticipation, folks.
Ooh, I want
this
everybody
product is
going to
get rid of all your problems, get rid of all the insects, make all your plants be wonderful, and maybe someday you can have it.
And house plants too. You can, you know.
And inside your plants
right.
are going to be wonderful.
Right.
And maybe you might get it someday for some price.
And that's a fact.
And some maybe.
Yes.
Almost. Someday. Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
And are we going to have any plants to buy from you?
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe so.
Someday.
We already have the potatoes and the onions in, and we have herbs in, and succulents in, and pansies in. There's a lot of stuff you can plant today.
You notice he might as well be selling us firewood, because everything he's talking about us having to buy is you got to work to plant it. You got to work to pull it out. Everything's work plants. We got to have some fun plants in there somewhere, don't we?
You mean like?
Enjoyable plants?
Hey, every plant is enjoyable.
That potato, think about it. We got to dig the hole. We got to plant the deal. We got to dig it back up. We got to peel it. It's a work plant.
Well, gosh. You know, I tell you what, it's kind of fun when you harvest those potatoes, though.
It is fun.
It really is fun.
It's fun to eat them, too.
And onions are easy. By the way, you plant an onion about an inch deep, no deeper than that. And they can be these big old 4-inch bulbs or, but by the end of the season. And if you can plant them 2 inches apart and harvest every other one so that every other one can grow to that 4 inches. And anyway, it's you get about 50 or so onions out of a bunch, and doesn't take much room. You got to turn to dirt because you can't be. If you hadn't used olive oil, you got to have soft enough dirt so they can expand in the soil and stuff. Onions are easy, and they're good. And we have that new candy that's real sweet. I mean, really sweet and really big.
Haven't done that one.
So they're called candy apple red and candy apple white.
Onions?
Onions.
Wow.
Good.
Are they like the scallops?
Scallops. No, they're big. Big old 4 inches or better, bigger. Big old guys. Yeah. Easy.
I like easy. Easy sounds good.
Yeah. So there's, praying for rain is a good idea.
Praying in general is a good idea.
It is, yes. So do that and expect the best. And I want to repeat, it's still February and we get charged on our sewer bill, according to,
yes,
don't we still do that?
Yes, we do.
And I hate to water in the winter, but it hadn't rained, we need to. And it, you just can't recover from the loss of keeping it too dry all winter. So do water the lawn and in the landscape. And I tell you what else along that line. If this is a very good time to fix your sprinkler systems if it needs it. So it'd be good for you to turn them on and go out there and look and be sure all of them are working right, especially if you need it done professionally. They're not so busy right now.
Yeah, but boy, trying to get – that probably is a good business to get into, because getting somebody out that knows how to do it is a hard thing to do.
That's right.
And knows how to do it.
That's right.
And do it right, because it's a tough deal to get them out there.
That's right. I leased a Cornerstone Landscape and Irrigation, and they're good. You could try them.
Well, they're expensive. All right, it's out of them, but in general, to get it done.
Yeah, right, yeah. But just like you said, this is the time to get it done. So go out there and turn it on and watch it.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and admit this on the radio, and I'm kind of avoiding my question, but some of us might have made a mistake and not have got their plants in last year and have a whole lot of empty pots right now that their wives are looking at them going, uh-huh. So they're trying to figure out a way to get them over to Olives, because y'all don't throw me all this, but if you take your empty pots or pots that have a lot of dead-looking stuff in them over to Olives, they will put the plants in, plant them correctly, and then you have to get heavy pots to bring home. But if they're done right with beautiful plants in them to take back. And I'm kind of trying to get him to tell me what plants are going to go in these pots and when I can get them out of there, because
we, you know what we do is we you can't manufacture a plant. You have to grow it. And so as plants are available from the growers,
so what
we
tell me, I got to wait and keep getting those dirty looks at these dead plants. It's not time yet.
Right. And plus, who knows what the weather's going to be? We don't want to. The stuff that is tough and heat tolerant generally isn't cold tolerant, so we have to get through the cold weather.
So be patient.
Be patient. We're going to have some beautiful warm days this early spring, and people are going to want to jump the gun. And you can if you take care of it, just like the tomato. You know, you should plant it early and take care of it. So you know.
It's not going to really look good in those pretty pots she bought from you.
Oh, I'm not a. No, not a. You don't want to.
No,
No. Tomato's not a looker; it's a producer.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. So we're going to just wait on the. We're going to wait on the pots in. So we're going to go buy some more olive oil, get that on the grass. We're going to start watering the yard. What about the rock? I call it the rock yard. We learned about the zero.
Zero escape.
We have some zero escapes too in San Angelo.
That's right.
Any more ideas of doing something to pretty those up? Maybe some plants we can throw in those rocks to pretty those up? You got some ideas there?
I have. That makes me think of this. You should group the plants and not spread them everywhere. Really, it's sort of a minimal landscape, and I think they look better when they aren't covered with plants. It catches leaves. It's you're kind of defeating it if you have plants everywhere. But there are some plants that we have now. There's cactus and there's yuccas and a lot of stuff that could be planted now. However, there are some blooming plants like yellow bells and those Mexican bird of paradises that bloom that they won't be ready till us later.
As usual, Tommy, he did a great job. Folks, go by and see Tommy. He has some great advice and get some good stuff from him. We appreciate you listening every Sunday morning, and we'll catch you next week. Have a good one.